this time, we'll begin our first session of the day. We'll be joined by Alabama student athlete Reggie Ragland. Same format we've had the last couple of days. We do have two floor mics out there. If you'll give us just a few seconds to get a mic over to you before you ask your questions, we would appreciate it. This time, we'll go ahead and open the floor for questions. Start in the back row here.
Rich, you talk about the expectations of the defense. A lot of people are saying it could be the best front seven that Satan's ever had. And then also comment on the development that you feel the secondary is making from spring into the offseason.
I think we have the chance to be a good defense this year, but only time can tell. We got to do necessary things like starting in fall camp and getting better and building that great chemistry that we need. And I feel like the overall of the secondary is going to be very good this year. We got a bunch of guys that's going to be together, and you can just see it in the locker room and on the field. The guys are talking more and being more coachable to the things coach have to say.
Reggie, I'm going to switch sides of the room. Go to the third row. Go ahead.
You're coming in after years that Alabama defense was led by the likes of C.J. Mosley, Trey DeVries. How is the feeling that you're following up those guys, and how do you think you can do personally and individually the accolades?
I feel like I'm going to do fine. I just got to make sure I take my time and ask the necessary questions that I need to ask. And I know CJ, I talk to him all the time about the things that he went through when he was here. And he gave me some great advice to just take my time and just talk to coach. And if I get confused, ask the questions. And that's what a lot of people don't do, ask the certain questions that they need to be successful. They just try to go up the top of their head.
Front row here on the left.
Rich, I guess every year you've been in Alabama, you guys have opened with a Power 5 team at a neutral site. For the players, I mean, what does that do during the offseason to be able to get ready for that as opposed to an opponent that's not a Power 5 and maybe you're playing at home?
Playing against a team like that, it gets you hyped. It makes you do the necessary things you need to do to get better. And if you don't bring your lunch pail and your hat, you'll get beat on national TV. But getting to play inside Dallas and Arlington, that's a great experience. I started there my freshman year, and it's a great feeling that I get to play there. I'm going into my senior year.
Let's move back one row, second row on the left. Go ahead.
Reggie, what was it like last year with the offense transitioning to no huddle in terms of having to play more plays as a defense? And was that an adjustment for you guys at the end of the season?
Yes, sir. It was a little bit of adjustment, but we had to do the necessary things. We had to do we had to execute and just be disciplined, because if you're not disciplined to do what you have to do and your concepts and your defense, so you can get beat, and we just got to and be humble about our things.
Back to the right side, front row.
Reggie, who are some of the younger guys who spring and summer workouts have kind of impressed you?
I say like Ronnie Harrison, Minka Fitzpatrick, Damian Harrison, Kendall Sheffield, all those guys that showed tremendous promise, and the next few years, I think they're going to run the secondary, and I think Damian's going to be a very good back for us.
Other questions for Reggie Ragland? Left side, toward the back, okay. Get a mic over to you.
Hey, Reggie. You played on the defensive end line a little bit, and also your regular role as linebacker. Will you be playing more on both sides, or would it just be just more linebacker role this year?
I'm gonna do a little bit of both. I'm gonna play inside and on third down packages. I'm gonna go play buck on the outside and try to take my game to the next level. Cause I know if I need to do that, I need to show people that I can pass rush, come off the edge, and do the things I need to do.
Front row here, left side.
Back to what I asked about the game. Just when you play a game like that and you play in arguably the toughest division in college football, I mean, is it? As a player, how do you guys look at that? I mean, is it?
I am a competitor, so why wouldn't I am a competitor and getting to play game week in and week out and playing with those teams, because anybody in our division can win the SEC championship, and you have to have the right mindset going into each week, starting the next day after you get done playing your opponent, and you just have to have a great mindset and just be humble about the experience that you're going against.
Staying on the left side, back in the far corner. Go ahead.
Rich, what kind of feedback did you get from the NFL? And just talk about what weighed heavily in your decision to come back for your final year.
I knew I was coming back the whole time, but like I just wanted to make sure it was the right decision for me. That's why I took so long. But I came back. I wanted to finish my degree and get that piece of paper. I could just give it to my mom, and that's something that nobody could ever take from me. And I wanted to give it to my mom and just show that I did it. I finished high school and college for you.
Other questions for Reggie Ragland? Right side here, second row.
Hey Reggie, as a linebacker, we're stopping the run and making tackles is your top priority. What's it been like having that, giving up 280 yards in the playoff game and have to stick with you for all offseason, these 8 months leading in September? How hard has that been?
It's rough because that's what we're known for, stopping the run, and guys have talked about it, but that's in the back of our mind now. Well, we're moving forward, and we're going to do the things we got to do to make sure that doesn't happen. And if it happens, it's meant to be, but we're going to do everything in our power for it and not that try to happen.
Other questions?
Reggie, Coach Saban said he applauded the efforts of the state of Alabama to take the Confederate flag out of the state capitol. Has that been an issue among the team? Have y'all talked about it? And what are your personal feelings about it?
Inside the locker room, we don't talk about stuff like that. We talk about football and the things we got to do to keep getting better. We're not worried about that. We just got to play football and do the things we got to do to make sure that the fan base is happy and the people that's around us is very proud of us.
Right side in the back.
Like several other universities, you can wind up with teammates that find themselves in trouble, get themselves in trouble. Is that frustrating at all when there's a teammate that perhaps doesn't take care of his business off the field that you wind up having to take the field without?
Kind of, but you know, everything happens for a reason. And we're our own man, so if things happen, that's meant for it to happen. But me as a person, I got to keep going on and just keep doing the things I got to do for the guys that's on the field, make sure everybody else is doing the right things.
Other questions for Reggie? Anything else?